Back in January, for instance, the Senate Courts of Justice Committee heard comments on proposed gun laws similar to those to be considered this week, like calls for mandatory background checks for all gun transactions. Among those speaking in support then, Kai Hunter with the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence.
We know that background checks work and saves lives. We know that there have been 20 states and the District of Columbia that have already expanded upon the original Brady background check system.
Opponents included Philip Van Cleve with the Virginia Citizens Defense League, who cited a survey of Illinois prisoners jailed for gun crimes, one finding just 3% of them went through background checks.
They got their guns on the black market, trading them for drugs from family members, a whole host of ways.
Back in January, this bill and many others died in committee. There are calls this time for all proposals to get full House and Senate votes, but it's unclear if that will occur. Evan Jones, WFIR News.